Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee received some special attention earlier this month from the U.S. Department of Energy. The agency's Better Buildings Challenge director, Maria Vargas, recognized the city's progress in reducing energy use in its buildings. Milwaukee is among 130 partners, ranging from municipal, commercial to industrial, that signed on to reduce their energy intensity by 20% by the year 2020. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bent set out to learn more about local buy-in to cut consumption. She met with Maria Vargas at Milwaukee's Central Library on Wisconsin Avenue. It's a showcase retrofit project for the city.
Maria Vargas gazes out at the library's 30,000-square-foot green rooftop, resplendent with native grasses and sedum. She says taking in Milwaukee's progress isn't just doling out praise. It recharges her energy pack. She says when President Obama launched the Better Building Challenge, it represented a chance for her and the agency to make tangible environmental strides.
Having worked on energy efficiency for almost three decades, I came to the table understanding a lot about what drives greater efficiency, but also, and importantly, what stood in the way of organizations pursuing greater efficiency.
Vargas says it ought to be easy to sell. It takes $200 billion to power the nation's commercial buildings and an equal amount to power industrial facilities.
What's interesting is about 20% of that energy is wasted.
Just to tack that waste through energy efficiency measures, she says.
The estimates are we can save about $80 billion a year as a country and create great jobs and put money that was being spent on energy bills back to work in our communities and our businesses.
The challenge director acknowledges the program does ask a lot of its partners
to not only step up and make this commitment, but we're also willing to show people in a very transparent way not only how it is we're saving energy, but how we overcame some of those barriers that existed for our organization.
Coming to a place like the Milwaukee Public Library, Vargas says, reminds her it can be done.
It's a 130-year-old building, which people are hoping is around for another 130 or 230 years. I think it's neat that the city has put a green roof here on the library, but also to drive energy savings so that that money gets respent elsewhere in the city where it can be put to better use rather than wasting energy.
I would say even before I came in 1998, they had started.
Taj Shaning is business operations manager for the Milwaukee Public Library.
The library's always had a philosophy of trying to improve energy conservation, reduce consumption, and as technology changed, we've incorporated that. And a lot of it has been with lighting, because lighting is where you really get the biggest bang for the buck in terms of dollar savings.
I was just going to add, too, that
Brooke Vandenberg leads communications and marketing here.
Mayor Barrett then issued a challenge to all city departments in 2006 to reduce energy consumption by 15% by 2012. So the library, I think, has been one of the greatest champions among the departments at achieving that.
So between 2005 and 2009 at Central, we'd already reduced our electrical consumption by 23%.
Shaning says that means lots and lots of light bulbs. Out with the incandescents, in with the LEDs.
And we've tested a lot and found some that work, that are warmer and more inviting.
It's Dwayne Webking's job to manage the massive HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. The library is among 450 downtown buildings that draw steam from the We Energies Valley power plant. Webking says that power source was a major upgrade at the time.
Well, you have to understand that there's 10 acres of building here. The original building was in the 1890s. It was coal and fireplaces. So when steam came about or available, that was one step of modernization. And then since then, we're using more sophisticated air handlers that can modulate to demand. So there's been an evolution of the heating plant for Central Library.
He guides me to the very clean bowels of the library, opening a trap door that leads down to steam service.
We'll go down this corridor here.
Okay.
Where the 10-inch steam pipe meets library infrastructure.
The east side of our building. So we're up against 8th Street, and this is where the Wheat Energy's steam service comes into the building. And then from there on, it's our high-diameter steam pipe goes pretty much the length of the building because it gets to the different mechanical areas that we've got to serve. As you can tell, it's very warm in here, so we're running pretty hot. And this insulation that's here is quite old. We feel we can make a big improvement here by re-insulating with new insulation materials. So we're going to be looking at also insulating our condensate pipes and our steam traps.
Those traps, 260 interspersed throughout the library's heating pipes, are fashioned of cast iron outside and stainless steel mechanisms inside.
Anywhere where you have a place for water to pool, we need to tap that low point and take the condensate off. Otherwise, the condensate would accumulate and pool and prevent the steam from going down the pipe.
Eric Nordine knows his way around steam traps, although it still surprises him. 2 years ago, he knew nothing of tending to an old building until he bought one, the Wells Building on East Wisconsin Avenue.
It's a half-empty old historic office building with all this great architectural detail, but it also had a lot of failing systems in the building, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, those kinds of things that are sort of hidden behind the walls of the building. So we wanted to create an aesthetic for the building and make it marketable and leasable, but we knew we had to spend a lot of money on this behind-the-scenes stuff.
Its basement holds remnants of a Western Union office, one of many historical elements that captures Nordine's imagination.
See all that old copper? That's all communications lines. It's amazing they were all the way down in this sub-basement, but this was a, you know, these are like, it's really dirty, but these are nice marble slabs. I don't know if people would sit here waiting for their turn or whatever. And that's that same white
but
marble.
One passage away, lobby, it's Nordine's so gleaming so heating and cooling system that will bring the wells back to life and save 17 million gallons of water a year in the process.
This is all new here. This is pumping equipment for the new closed water loop. We have steam heat as a source in the building, but in the new spaces we're building, we're abandoning the old steam radiators. The steam still comes into the building, but we have a steam to hot water heat exchanger back here, which allows us to just centralize the steam, comes in the building, heats the water in the loop. Then we don't have to push steam throughout the whole building. We can keep the steam here. And it also allows you to be heating one portion of the building while cooling another. And in that case, you're just moving heat from one part of the building to another. You can use less steam. It's more efficient.
Just a few blocks away, Adam Sauter, with Johnson Controls, is orchestrating the retrofit of another architectural icon, the Milwaukee Athletic Club. That included updating 60 individual hotel rooms, where guests would often run the air conditioning midwinter because the steam heat blasted uncontrollably.
We actually started to disconnect and install radiator valves, and then we installed thermostats as well so that we could create a disconnect between the heat and the cooling so that they did not compete against each other.
Sauter compares projects like these to open-heart surgery.
Because we're coming into a building that's fully functional, and you take the Milwaukee Athletic Club, we have hotel rooms, we have a fitness center, we have a restaurant, and we have meeting rooms, and we come in and literally disassemble the mechanics of it. So it's open-heart surgery. The heating, the cooling, we're disrupting all of those mechanical entities while they're in operation, and we have to do it without interrupting their flow.
Eric Schambarger with Milwaukee's Environmental Sustainability Office says the city comes into the picture financially and with a pre-approved list of contractors through its ME2 program. The financial formula has evolved. When ME2 started, the city plugged in federal stimulus funds. That's been replaced by a unique funding mechanism.
Property assessed clean energy financing. It's a public-private partnership where we've got up to $100 million of private capital for building improvements, energy efficiency building improvements in existing buildings. And it's unique because the property owner repays it as a voluntary municipal special charge on their property tax bill, extends loan terms out to up to 20 years, and it has a whole lot of other advantages as well to the building owner.
Schambarger says local workers also benefit in the process thanks to RPP. That stands for Residents Preference Program.
The thinking is the city's going to put a program together to help building owners. We want to make sure that some of the job creation that comes out of that goes to people who live in the city and really need jobs right now.
That suits Kevin Mamero and Eddie Hughes just fine. They work for a local company contracted to do electrical work on the Milwaukee Athletic Club project. Before the job came along, Kevin Mamero was out of work for months.
I became a journeyman in November. Hadn't worked a day since. I got hired through the residential preference program, doing city upgrades, fire departments mainly. I was off work for a long time, so that helped me get back to work.
As for Eddie Hughes, he's stunned. This is his first day on the job, and the last thing he imagined was having a microphone shoved in his face.
I went to MATC. I have a certificate in construction electricity, and this is what I wanted to do.
For Like Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You'll find more about the DOE's Better Buildings Challenge and Milwaukee's Me Too and other energy conservation programs on our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, a new book reveals how Old World Wisconsin came to be. Stay tuned for more of Lake Effect right after this on WUWM.